Before we get started today, special alert, Conquering Hindering Spirits is available for pre-order. It's on Ultra Early Bird, but this won't last long. Don't let the hindering spirit hinder you from getting over to schoolofthespirit.tv and grabbing hold of this transformational teaching. Even as I was teaching this class, the hindering spirit took revenge on me and began to batter me. But the difference was I was fully aware, fully equipped, and fully ready to combat the demons that were combating me. And I shut it down. You can too. I want you to get over there, check it out. Remember, schoolofthespirit.tv, this course will not be available after the cart closes. So don't delay. Come on, don't delay. You know, demonic delays will stop you no more. I said, demonic delays will stop you no more. That is my declaration over your life. But in reality, I can declare that over you all day long. But you are going to have to do some declaring and decreeing and binding and loosing and discerning on your own. Now, don't get mad at me, but I must give you the truth. Some of you are causing yourself delays. You can blame it on a spirit all day long, but if you are the root cause of your delay, then you are the only one who can change it. In other words, if you're making poor decisions, you need to start making right decisions. Listen, I know I have delayed myself more than once. I know that I have been the source of my issues, my problems, my challenges, my delays more than once. And I'm honest enough to admit that. And when we don't acknowledge the Lord in all of our ways and wait on Him to lead us on the right path, we can end up with God delays. And you know, sometimes, well, God delays us. He's protecting us from ourselves. Sometimes when everything's going the wrong way, it's because God's trying to lead you in another way. But sometimes people can delay us, and not because they're operating in a demonic spirit. Sometimes they are. Sometimes they're being influenced. Their flesh and blood is being influenced by a demonic spirit. But sometimes it's just they're not obeying the will of God. Some people have keys to open doors that God wants you to go through. They could easily make a recommend. They could easily, you know, give your name. But God's not going to violate their will. God is not going to force anyone to obey Him. So sometimes there are delays because God is dealing with the person who has the key to what you need. But then there really are hindering spirits. There really are spirits of delay, and they are not the same thing. But where you find one, you'll often find the other. I want to, before we begin praying today, look at the very definition of delay so that you're going to get my point loud and clear. We've got to be accurate in the spirit. So a delay is the act of postponing, hindering, or causing something to occur more slowly than normal. We don't like that, but sometimes that is what's happening in the spirit realm with delays. All delays, including hindrances. Let me say it this way. All delays are, how do I say this in a very clear way? All delays include a hindrance, but not all hindrances are delays. I got it. All delays are hindrances, but not all hindrances are delays. So we've got to be accurate in the spirit. Let me give you a quick example before we pray. How many of you have ever been on a flight that was delayed? You know, one time I sat on a flight for like 2 hours. They would not let us off the tarmac. They would not let us off the plane. They would not let us go to the bathroom. And I remember another time sleeping on the floor at the airport in Dallas, freezing to death without a blanket because of a flight delay. I've been delayed coming home from trips more than once. Delays are frustrating. And so have you. Listen, delay also means to stop, detain, or hinder for a time. Delay means to cause to be slower or to occur more slowly than. Are you getting the picture? So some delays are just natural, and we need to learn how to be patient, such as like rush hour traffic. But some delays are demonic. And when you discern a demonic delay, you need to act fast. You need to take authority over that delay. We're going to pray into all this and more in today's Mornings with the Holy Spirit. This is Jennifer LeClaire, walking in the Spirit and winning in the warfare. And I prophesy something good is going to happen to you today. I'm coming to you live from Fort Lauderdale. Our church, Awakening House of Prayer, is here. And I'm there on Sundays, preaching, praying, prophesying, casting out demons, and healing the sick. I'd love for you to come to one of our three Sunday services. We share a different message in each service. And you can watch that first service online at ahop.online, ahop.online. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Conquering Hindering Spirits. This is on Ultra Early Bird right now. You don't want to miss it. How much have hindering spirits cost you in your relationship? How much have they cost you in your finances? How much have they cost you? You need to get equipped. If you're tired of being held back, hindered, delayed from your best life, you need to fight back against these unseen forces that are actively working against you, aiming to derail your dreams and distract you from the path that God has laid out for you. You can do it, but you need to get equipped. We'll talk more about that later. Right now, I want you to share this with somebody. Share it on your timeline, via Messenger, via Twitter. Drop those hashtags for me. Hashtag Mornings with the Holy Spirit. Hashtag Jennifer LeClaire. And today we're going to read from evenings. We're going to do evenings. Evenings with the Holy Spirit, listening daily to the still small voice of God. And today's devotion is titled Forever Hope in God. And here's what I heard the Lord say. When things don't turn out the way you expected, turn to me. I'll be expecting you, and I'll be ready with the comfort and counsel you need in the moment. And the Lord says, when life and people disappoint you, turn to me. I will never disappoint you, says the Lord. As it is written in Romans 10, verse 11, those who put their hope in God will never be put to shame. When you feel like everything that can go wrong has gone wrong and you don't see an end in sight, turn to me. I will show you the right way to go. I see the end from the beginning, says the Lord, and I will show you the way through and out. Always remember that I am right by your side at all times. You can turn to me at any time with anything, and I will help you. That's a promise, says the Spirit of the living God. That's a good word right there. You need to go listen to that over and over to let hope arise, which will cause faith to arise, which will cause determination to arise, which will cause you to win every fight you encounter. Come on, God is good all the time. He's got you. Those who put their hope in the Lord shall never be put to shame. He won't let you down. He'll always pick you up. He'll never leave you or forsake you, even to the end of the age. He is good. Scripture references are in the devotional. Pick up your copy of Evenings with the Holy Spirit on my website at jenniferleclaire.org or wherever you find books online. Now the prayer starter from the devotional. I will not just turn to you. I will run to you. Make your presence known to me. Illuminate your promises in my heart. Stir hope again in my spirit. Cause me to release prayers mixed with faith when everything looks like it's about to blow up in my face. Help me in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Father, we give you praise today. You are so good. You are the God of hope, and we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, for who you are and what you've done and what you've promised to do. We lay claim on your promises by faith. For faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So we will hope on and we will press on and we will keep walking toward our destiny, our high calling in Christ, knowing that you indeed are leading us and guiding us into all truth. You you are leading us and guiding us into your perfect will. You are leading us and guiding us in the way we ought to go down the narrow path that leads to life. God, we are grateful for your leadership. Would you forgive us for all the times when we did not acknowledge you in all of our ways, when we did allow the enemy a foothold, when we did not seek your counsel, but we thought we were wise in our own eyes. God, would you forgive us and help us today as we set out to hope on you again. I thank you, Lord, as it is written in Romans 15, 13, may the God of all hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. I thank you. And I thank you. I thank you, Lord, that as we hope, we will have joy. As we hope and believe, we will have peace, even in the midst of the storm. We will have a contentedness, even in the midst of the battle, because the Holy Spirit, his power in us, causes us to abound in hope, abound in faith, abound in the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. In the storm, it's our strength. In the battle, it's our strength. In the conflict, it is our strength. Your joy is our strength. Your spirit is our strength. Your spirit of might resting upon us has prepared us and readied us for even the strongest of the strong men in the spirit, the demon powers that want to steal, kill, and destroy. Lord, we know that you are good, and we know that you have plans for our life. We know that the plans that you have for us are for our welfare. They're not for evil. You're a good God. You have made a plan. You've made a way. You've said you'll give us a future and a hope, that our latter shall be greater than our past, that those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You said we'd mount up with wings like eagles. You said we'd run and not grow weary. You said we'd walk and not faint. So I break that fainting spirit off of us now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of weariness, every spirit of delay, every spirit that's holding back our vision. I see that, Lord. I see that, Lord. My God, the Lord is showing me that so many of you, you've lost your vision, not your eyesight, but your spiritual vision. You're not able to see what God has for you because the enemy has attacked your vision, your spiritual vision. He's attacked your faith. He's attacked your hope. He's attacked your joy. But the Lord would say to you today, I am restoring your vision. As you look at me, says God, your eyes will open and you will see me in my glory. You will see my plan and my purpose for your life, says the Lord. As you look at me and not to the natural circumstances, you will find peace. You will find rest. You will find hope. You will find what you need. It's in me. It's not by the natural eyes. It's by your spiritual eyes that you must be led, says the Lord. You should walk by faith and not by sight, says the Lord. So look at me and let me cleanse your lens. Look at me and let me restore your vision. Look at me, says the Lord, and let me send you forth with invigoration, with a new hope, with a faith that will not be denied because of the determination that I put in your heart. I am setting your forehead like flint even now. Let me propel you forward with a new spirit, a new heart, a new determination, says the Lord. Come on, God is good. We're waiting on you, Jesus. We're waiting on you. We're not going to grow weary anymore. We're not going to faint anymore. We're not going to allow that give up spirit to minister to us anymore, because faith is the evidence of things hoped for. So we're going to hope on, no matter what it looks like with our natural eyes. We're going to hope on through the pain. We're going to hope on through the sickness. We're going to hope on through the divorce. We're going to hope on through the financial woes. We're going to hope on. We're going to trust on. We're going to faith it until we make it in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that faith is the title deed, that faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the evidence, the conviction of things not seen. Even though we can't see it with our natural eyes, we believe it. We believe that it will be just as you told us. We have the conviction, a knowing, a firm-founded faith that you are not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent. If you said a thing, you meant a thing. So now we will turn our attention fully to your heart. We will rejoice in hope. We will be patient in tribulation. We will be constant in prayer, knowing that you hear us. And if you hear us, then you will answer us when we pray anything according to your will. So help us to stay in your will. Help us to believe for your will. Help us to extend our faith, to pull out of the spirit realm that which you promised in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that we have a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. It's not a dead hope. It's a living hope. It's not a watered down hope. It's a vibrant hope. I thank you, Lord, that Christ in us is the hope of glory. Help us, Lord, to live as if tomorrow is our last day. Today is our final breath. God, help us to live like there's no tomorrow. Help us to live like you're coming back tomorrow. Help us, Lord, because hope does not put us to shame, because your love has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. And in this hope, in the hope of the name of Jesus, the Son of God who died for us, we are saved by this hope, by this faith. We are saved through grace by faith. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. But Lord, we got to, Lord, help us to keep our eyes fixed on you. Help us to stop being mesmerized by what the devil wants to show us. Help us not to be moved by circumstantial evidence in the temporal realm. Help us to stop living by the carnal senses, what we see, what we feel, what we hear, what we can touch, what we can grab hold of. God, help us. Now, hope that is seen is not hope. Your word tells us that hope that is seen is not hope. If we've already got it, we don't have to hope for it. If we've already possessed it, we don't need to have faith for it. For who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Would you help us to see it in the spirit? Would you help us to see it as already done? The healing is already done. The provision is already done. The reconciliation is already done. Would you help us to see through the eyes of faith, see through the eyes of the spirit, see through the eyes of our heart, instead of merely looking with our natural eyes at all that is wrong? Help us to see in the spirit at all that is right, all that you've done, all that you've promised, all that you're going to do. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that faith, hope, and love abide. I thank you, Lord. I thank we will hold on to hope. 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 Our hope will not be cut off. Our expectation will not be cut off. We will not bow back. We will not draw back. We will not bow down to fear and discouragement. No, we will rise up in faith and possess the promised land that you have ordained for us. I thank you, Lord, that our hope will not be cut off. We will hold fast now to our confession. We will hold fast now to our confession of hope, our confession of faith, our confession of truth, and we will not waver. We will, that's our declaration. Lord, help us not to be double-minded, because you said a double-minded man won't receive anything from you. Lord, help us to stay strong, to stay steady, because he who promised is faithful. So enlighten the eyes of our heart, God, so that we may know the hope to which you've called us, the riches of your glorious inheritance in the saints, all the things you've done for us. You've already done it. You've redeemed us from the curse of the law. You've justified us by faith. You've healed us. You've made provision. You've done it all because you are a good God. So help us keep standing strong in hope, in faith. We will yet hope in you. Though you slay us, yet will we trust you. And we give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Come on, share this with somebody quickly. We're coming into these prayers against the spirits of delay. Let's grab hold of this. and fight it off. Come on, grab it by the neck. These delay spirits are not the same as hindering spirits. Delay spirits hinder you, but not all hindering spirits delay you. Hindering spirits have many manifestations. Delay is delay. Hindrances is a wider berth. There's all sorts of strategies that the hindering spirit uses to keep you out of God's best for you. But we're going to pray today about the spirit of delay. And if you want to learn more about hindering spirits, check out the Conquering Hindering Spirits course at schoolofthespirit.tv. Let us pray about the delay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we glorify you and magnify you. And we thank you that no man, devil, or beast can keep us out of your perfect plan when we walk circumspectly, when we're led by your spirit. And we ask you to forgive us for all the times that we complained about the delay. We crabbed and moaned and groaned about the delay. We just were so frustrated by the delay, and yet we did nothing about it. We complained about it. We told all our friends about it. We got mad about it, but we didn't do anything else about it. We didn't attack it in the spirit. We didn't shut it down in the spirit. We allowed it to come and steal and kill and destroy in the natural, but we never shut it down in the spirit. Lord, forgive us for not discerning it before it manifested in the natural, because we know that everything starts in the spirit before we see a natural manifestation. It's that way with healing. It's that way with blessings. It's that way with provision. It's that way with everything, including spiritual attacks. So would you forgive us for not discerning it? Because I know you tried to warn us. Forgive us for not discerning it and taking authority over it and learning how to battle against us. We come against every spirit of delay now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that wants to delay our destiny, we break and bind you now in the name of the Lord. You've come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. You're trying to destroy our hope and expectations, but we speak to the spirit of delay and we curse you at your root. Go back from whence you came. Remove yourself from our presence in the name of Jesus. Every curse of delay that's been issued against our life, we break it now in the name of Jesus. We say the curse causeless shall not come, and it no longer has a cause because we've discerned it. We're standing against it. We declare that we are blessed in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're asking you to arrest every spirit of delay that's hindering our progress, preventing us from climbing to ascending the holy hill in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of delay that's diverting our destiny. Oh, you got the wrong one, devil. You better back up now by the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, we say every arrow of demonic delay that's been fired into our life, we say we reverse now, return to the sender in the name of Jesus. Every arrow of delay that's been fired against our opportunities, we break your powers and we loose what belongs to us in the spirit in the name of Jesus. I see that, Lord. Every chain of delay that's been wrapped around us from generational curses, we remove ourselves. We break these chains of delay in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us to discern every single delay tactic that's been organized against our life in the name of Jesus. Sharpen our discernment, God, so we can see it coming before it comes at us. We've already seen it. We've got our shield of faith up. We've gone on the offense. We're taking authority in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you are a good God, and every spirit that's come to clog up our opportunities, to choke out our faith, to arrest us and put us in bondage to hopelessness because of delay after delay after delay after delay, we choke you out of our lives in the name of Jesus. We reject you and we forbid you from coming nigh our dwelling in the name of Jesus. You have no right. You have no authority. We strip you of your authority in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every covenant, a demonic covenant that we made with our mouth, every words of death that we spoke out of our mouth in agreement with the spirit of delay, Lord, we repent and we say the opposite now. We say we are not delayed. We are making up for lost time. We were going forward just like Elijah outran Ahab's chariot, just like Jonah made a 3 days journey in one day. I thank you, Lord. Just like Jesus, when Jesus got in the boat, they were immediately to the other side of the lake. I thank you, Lord, for you making up for lost time supernaturally. You are a time redeeming God. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, every delay that's been programmed into our life by satanic forces to tie us up and tie us down. We say, die by fire now in the name of Jesus. In the every spirit that's delaying our promotion, we break your assignment in the name of Jesus. I see that, Lord. Every spirit of delay that's delaying our marriage, we break that now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of delay that's holding back our breakthrough in the name of Jesus, we scatter you seven ways in the name of Jesus. Every delay in the realm of our financial prosperity, we rebuke you now in the name of Jesus. And we say, back up and back down, go far from us. And we thank you, Lord, that we're going to step in to your provision. We're stepping in to our godly covenants and divine appointments. I see that, Lord, every spirit of delay that is held back, thwarted, or held up our divine connections, we break your powers in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of delay that's held up our divine reconnections, our divine appointments, our divine opportunities, we come against you with the blood of the Lamb. Every spirit of delay that's tried to dry us up, to dry up our faith, to dry up our hope, to dry up our joy, we rebuke you now in the name of Jesus. Abashe Ramashe. Every evil decree of delay that's been spoken over our lives, we break your powers and we send you back to the sender in the name of Jesus. I see that every strong man of delay that's been assigned against us, we ask you, Lord, to arise and let this strong man be scattered and bow to the name of Jesus. And Lord, everyone who has a spirit of delay internally, they're demonized by a spirit of delay. Lord, I cast that demon out of them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that we will make up for lost time. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I thank you that our latter shall be greater than our past. I thank you, Lord, that you loose favor that surrounds us like a shield, that every spirit of delay that comes to stop or delay or backtrack our progress, I thank you, Lord, it will meet with the shield of faith, and we will quench every fiery dart of delay in our lives in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for unexpected blessings that chase us down and overtake us. I thank you, Lord, that delays that have caused failures in the past will be met with faith that brings us into victory, for this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. We will stand in faith to make up for everything the devil stole, all the time he stole, all the joy he stole, all the peace he stole. We break this spirit of delay and we demand payback from these demon powers in the name of Jesus. Every wasted month, every wasted year, every wasted season, all wasted money, I thank you, Lord, that you are the God of restoration and you will restore unto us sevenfold. For when the thief is caught stealing, he's got to pay back seven times. I thank you, Lord, that every chain of delay is broken. It's broken. It's broken. It's broken. It's broken in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that you see it all and you know it all. And you help us, Lord, open our eyes and help us going forward to discern this spirit before it attacks, to go on the offense, to push it back and bind it up before it has a chance to strike. Lord, help us not to be in self-pity because of the delays of the past, but help us, Lord, to rise up in violent faith, determined to make up for lost time and see your will come to pass in our lives. Lord, you are the great seer. You see all things. You know all things. There is nobody like you. You saw that delay spirit before it ever manifested. You saw it in the name of Jesus. You saw it. You saw it. You saw it. And I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, that because you saw it, you can you are well able to show us. You want to show us. So we thank you. We thank you in the future. Lord, make us more sensitive to your heart so that we can see what you see and know what you know about the situations pertaining to our life, so that we're not caught off guard, so that we're not blindsided, so that we're not caught by surprise. Father, we give you all the praise and all the glory, all the honor, all the praise, all the glory, all the honor is yours. It belongs to you. You are a good God. There's no one like you. You are matchless, incomparable. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Come on, somebody, give him praise. I said, somebody needs to give him praise. I said, there's somebody out there that needs to give him praise. You need to praise his name. He's a good God. There's nobody like him. Go ahead and praise him as if you had the victory. That's one way that you get the victory, is by praising him in advance. You know, all the things that have been delayed, it's nothing for God to make up for lost time. It's nothing. It's nothing. You know, when David was attacked at Ziklag, he said, Lord, shall I go up? And God's going to go up and recover all. Listen, David had so many spoils when he came back from Ziklag. He sent presents to all the tribes in Israel. God is good all the time. He's a God of more than enough. Guys, this course is on ultra early bird right now, conquering hindering spirits. I sent out an email about it yesterday. If you're not on my email list, make sure you get on my email list. So you can get these offers. I usually send it out to my email first. You got to grab hold of this course. I'm telling you, this is on ultra early bird until for like 3 or 4 days. It's been up here this whole time. About 40 or 50, had the wherewithal to grab it, and you saw it. And you said, oh my gosh. But you know, if you've seen delays and obstacles in your life and nothing you're doing is bringing you breakthrough, this course is what you need. It will change your life. If you apply the word I'm teaching, I'm telling you, you have to look at it this way. How much have you lost because of hindering spirits? How much money have you lost? How much time have you lost? You know what? Only God can redeem time. Did you know that? Only God can redeem time. Only God can redeem the time. But he can redeem the time. You know, if you want to understand the many ways hindering spirits are working to combat you, because I guarantee you that some of the stuff you're dealing with is hindering spirits and you think it's some other spirit. So you either don't discern it at all because you're carnally minded. You're just going about life. You're busy. You're in a hurry. You've got a lot of responsibility. I'm not picking on you. I'm just saying some people are so busy with the responsibilities that they carry. They're heavy. And you're not even conscious of the spirit realm. And when things go wrong, maybe some of you just go ahead and blame people. But maybe there's a spirit behind it. I promise you, sometimes it's a spirit, probably more than you think. Now, there's not a devil behind every doorknob, but sometimes there's two devils behind the doorknob. If you want to know for sure that if it's God or the enemy bringing you delays, so you can pray rightly, God will hinder you sometimes if you go in the wrong directions, but you can't fight God. So you can sit there and battle to you. God binds you, hindering spirits. And if it's God, you are just making it worse. So you got to know, if you want to destroy the powers of hindering spirits wreaking havoc in your life, I want to invite you to get this course. It starts on May the 6th, but this early bird, ultra early bird, goes away. I think on Monday. So grab it now. Don't wait and don't get mad at me when it's no longer on ultra early bird. Amen. Don't delay yourself. Uh-oh. Don't hinder yourself. Uh-oh. You know how many people wait to the last minute to sign up for everything? With the new school of the spirit, we're not doing that anymore. We're not playing these games where you're signing up last minute and then you miss the deadline, then you come crabbing and accusing and threatening us. Oh, you gotta let me in the. No, we're not doing that. You can get it while you can get it. Amen. or you're not going to get it. And I want you to get this one. You know, every course I do is intentional. Every course I create, I feel is very important or I wouldn't do it. I don't teach something just to teach it. I'm led by the spirit. But I'm telling you, hindering spirits are raging in this season. And you got to learn these spiritual warfare strategies and tactics to make the hindering spirits flee. So join me as we go on a warpath. And you'll get to experience our whole new School of the Spirit platform. It is beautiful. You can go get it. It starts on May the 6th, but the early birds only available, ultra early birds only available for the next few days. After that, the price will go up. We're gonna scale it up. It'll go from 97 to something. And the regular price ultimately is $297. Don't wait till it's $297. Yes, there's a price for it. Why? Because there's a platform that charges a whole lot of money. We've got editors. We've got graphic designers. We've got all sorts of staff that are involved in this. And believe me, back in the day, this would have been way more than that. But I'm trying to keep the prices down. So the more of you that participate in the courses, the lower we can keep the prices. So participate. And remember about the affiliate program. You can actually earn money when you join our referral program, our affiliate program. There's a link right there on the site, at the bottom of the site, to join our affiliate program. You can go in there and say, oh, I'd like to share this course to see if any of my friends would like to tap into it. And you'll share the link that your friends can go buy the course. You put it on Facebook, you put it on Twitter, wherever you're going to put it. Or you just send your friend, email your friends the link. You'll have a special link that has a special code that is right there for your affiliate, and you can earn commissions. And some of these classes, you can end up, basically it'll pay for itself. So get involved in this. It's going to bless you. Conquering hindering spirits. You know, I make a real big deal out of some courses, and you know, some courses they're good to have, but some courses you got to have. And I believe that every believer needs to have this course. So please get it now. Go check it out. SchoolOfTheSpirit.tv. You'll be glad that you did. Amen. You'll be glad that you did. Amen. So check that out. SchoolOfSpirit.tv. If you're coming to Elijah Company right now, you can only sign up to come online. And we will send out one more email for the people that want to watch online so that we'll make it clear that you can watch online. And we'll do that. We'll do that probably, I don't know, maybe Monday. And you can. There's 7 classes. There is Q&A, prophetic exercises, impartation service. There's different altar calls. Some of this, it's not the same online, but you can still get the classes and still grab hold of the education. This is stuff that prophets need to know in this season. We deal with your spirit, soul, and your body and the spirit realm around you, how to navigate it. And you'll find that you will get sharper when you come back from Elijah Company. Everybody does. So Global Prophetic Center, if you're not interested in hindering stuff, or maybe you want to take it all, you can take it all. Check that out. AwakeningPrayerHubs.com. Join the movement. Amen. AwakeningPrayerHubs.com. Join the movement. You'll be glad you did. Make sure you're on my email list. And please, would you do me a favor and follow me on whatever platform you're listening? Sign up for my subscribe or follow me officially on Instagram, on YouTube, please. Facebook, that'll really help me to reach more people. And that's what we want to do. We want to reach more people with the deliverance message, the healing message, the warfare message. And you know, I'm here every day with you, laboring in the gospel, trying to get the body of Christ to wake up, know what time it is, and be all they can be in Christ, fulfill their destiny. So make sure, please, that you are following and subscribed on those channels. I've got several podcasts as well. Go find those wherever you listen to podcasts. Amen. But get that conquering hindering spirits at schoolofthespirit.tv. I want to give you a chance to give today. Those of you who want to give into the ministry, most of you have stopped giving. I don't know what's going on in the world right now. Or just, you know, maybe you're struggling, but I want to pray over your finances, whether you give or not. And so I want to give you an opportunity to give. You know, it's more blessed to give than to receive. That's what Jesus said. Paul quoted Jesus. And we need to sow to the things that are blessing us. So this broadcast and ministry is blessing you. Help us. We need like a 1,000 people to sow $250 right away. And so if that's you, go ahead and do that today. If not, just do what you can if you feel led to do so. If not, just enjoy the content, enjoy the broadcasts, and grow and learn. That'll satisfy me as well. You can do that at jenniferleclaire.org/donate. You can sow a one-time seed or become a partner there at jenniferleclaire.org/donate. You can use the Cash App. Cash App is $ prophetic books. Cash App is $ prophetic books. You can use the Venmo. Venmo is at Jennifer LeClaire. Venmo is at Jennifer LeClaire. You can use the text to give, text the word give, G-I-V-E, 754-701-2161. And then follow the prompts. You can use the PayPal. PayPal is paypal.me/Jennifer LeClaire, paypal.me/Jennifer LeClaire. The Zelle is info@JenniferLeClaire.org. Zelle is info@JenniferLeClaire.org, as well as the P.O. Box. P.O. Box 30563, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33303. And Father, how grateful we are for all those giving today and helping to support the great work that you're doing through the ministry. I ask you to bless this seed back to the givers in Jesus' name. And Father, I lift up all those under the sound of my voice. I ask you, Father, all those of the Awakening Prayer Ups leaders, the Awakening House Church leaders, the Awakening House of Prayer leaders, the Awakening Web Church members, my local congregation here in Fort Lauderdale, as well as the School of the Spirit students, the Global Prophetic Center, the Ignite Prophetic Network, the Company of Seers, and all those who read my books and are connected with me on social media. I say, Lord, bless us indeed. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand of power rest upon us and keep us from evil and causing pain. Lord, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive others. Help us to walk down the narrow path that leads to life. Help us to stay laser beam focused on your heart, gazing upon your beauty and listening for your still small voice to direct our steps. Help us to continually acknowledge you and fellowship with you throughout our days. Bring home prodigals, restore marriages, heal bodies, deliver souls from evil, and Lord, save the souls of those that we love and know in Jesus' name. Lord, we give you all the praise and the honor and glory in the name of Jesus. Remember, guys, get on over there to schoolofthespirit.tv right now. Don't delay. Don't miss out on this, guys. It won't be there long. God bless you. Have a breakthrough day.